Audio Renaissance presents Xenocide by Orson Scott Card.
One, a parting.
Today one of the brothers asked me, "Is it a terrible prison not to be able to move from the place where you're standing?"
You answered?
I told him that I am now more free than he is. The inability to move frees me from the obligation to act.
You who speak languages, you are such liars.
Han Feidza sat in lotus position on the bare wooden floor beside his wife's sickbed. Until a moment ago, he might have been sleeping. He wasn't sure. But now he was aware of the slight change in her breathing, a change as subtle as the wind from a butterfly's passing. Jiang Qing, for her part, must also have detected some change in him, for she had not spoken before, and now she did speak. Her voice was very soft, but Han Feidze could hear her clearly, for the house was silent. He had asked his friends and servants for stillness during the dusk of Jiang Qing's life. Time enough for careless noise during the long night that was to come, when there would be no hushed words from her lips. "Still not dead," she said. She had greeted him with these words each time she woke during the past few days. At first the words had seemed whimsical or ironic to him, but now he knew that she spoke with disappointment. She longed for death now, not because she hadn't loved life, but because death was now unavoidable, and what cannot be shunned must be embraced. That was